Hi guys, and welcome to the FVF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people as fascinated by futures we are. Guys, it's been a while. The last podcast episode I have uploaded 10 days ago, and I know I have promised I will go on posting at least one episode per week, so I failed and I'm so sorry for that, but I'm back. And I'm back with a topic that is very, very crucial. Just to remind you, we are still in April. April is the month where we talk about the future of words, so we won't do that much episodes in that month and in the following two, because I am in my finals. I'm literally It's midnight now, and I have learned till now, so I'm literally in my preparation mode. That prep mode is on, and I'm on fire to rock the exams. So this is why the priority of podcasting has lessened a bit, but however, we are back today and we are talking about voice technologies rising. So, you know, Siri from Apple, you know, Alexa from Google, from Amazon, and so this is what we're gonna talk about today, and we just do this a little bit different. So I have found an article, as always, and this article has a speciality because it is from 2011. So 8 years ago, this was when Siri has been launched, actually. So Siri is celebrating its 8th birthday, if I'm correct, in this year. So we talk about and the author and text just explains to the reader what he expects Siri to impact our daily life. And we're gonna read that article. It's just really short, it's a comment, and I'd say paragraph per paragraph, and we just talk about if the things that are in there are reality now, 8 years after they have been written down from that gentleman. So I am wishing you, this has been the longest intro I've ever recorded, so I'm sorry for that also. And now I'm wishing you a very, very nice episode, a nice listening. Hope you can tire a lot of information out of that episode. So yeah, let's start. So the article is called Why Apple Siri Will Change Everything. So the author had the opinion that Apple's iOS digital assistant Siri will be as big or bigger than the iPad. So he compared to the iPad technology, what I think is a bit weird, because iPad is kind of a hardware, so it is the corpus, and Siri is the software, it is technology in software sense, so kind of weird. But okay. And he says it's the beginning of actually useful natural language processing, where he might have been right. So he introduces the article by a story from his daily life. He's in love with Siri, another woman, joking around that his wife's jealous and so on. But he said, actually, it's the case that Siri helps him to have more time to spend with his family. He's been able to get work done during times when he normally couldn't do it. And that's the part that tickles my CIO spider sense, which tells me Feldman, this is the name of the author, this is going to change the way that IT delivers service. And there he definitely saw something that I think did not too many people in 2011 see, and it's the incredible rise of voice technology. So we're talking about the future of words, and in my opinion also, so this is a general statement and I'm just saying it at the beginning of that episode, in my opinion, it's the vocal word, so the verbalized verb, so like the no word not verb word so the like mean of speaking and listening that will rise the most, because it is so efficient, so fast. It's faster than writing, it's just like intuitive, it's more practical, because you don't have to have things in your hands. I'm talking too loud already, so let's just go on in the article. So this, I have to admit in that at that point that I'm just like kind of really optimistic when it comes to predictions for voice technologies. I had upgraded to an iPhone 4S, he explained. So, well, in 2011, there was the iPhone 4S coming out. And I can remember this because my father got it. And I was just like, wow. So how can technology be that, like, already developed? It was... I've been really impressed by the iPhone 4S. Don't know how about you, but I've been really impressed. And yeah, he wasn't too excited by the prospect of Siri at first, but many of them have used Dragon dictation and voice dialing. I do not even know Dragon dictation anymore. So I think it was something like an ancestor of Siri and another device, but I'm not sure about it. So maybe you guys know it and can type it into the comments. What is Dragon dictation? So what, right? He asked, that's like saying Alta Vista was all the web ever needed with search. That's how big I think Siri is. Google search big. So this is already... thought very big. He's right there, so he already sees the like extent of importance that Siri can have. He compares it to like Google search, so yeah, he kind of expects very much. Siri, unlike segmented voice recognition, integrates lots of services, he writes. In other words, instead of having to mess around with buttons to take a note with Dragon dictate, so you gotta have to mess around with buttons to take a note with that, okay, and then copy it, oh god, that sounds complicated, then paste it into my notebook, I can just say, Siri, write a note, response, okay boss, what you wanted to say, then it pops into my notebook, done. Yeah. It's a simplicity. It's just what I've already said. It's just like, if you think back, how complicated our ancestors would have considered our way of communication, how like unpractical actually, because you have to think of something, and normally it is these thoughts in your head that could naturally come out of your mouth. So it's like a little bit like podcasting. I think of something and I'm just like directly able to say it to you, but instead of communicating like that, like always, we also use a lot of like well, more impractical ways of communication. And this is something like writing, something like reading, something like copying my thoughts on a sheet of paper and then transfer it to someone else, and that one has to read it, get it into his head. So it's like, yeah, it's the middleman got like cut out, and this was also huge for our For our author, he normally think about this as inconvenient times while driving in a car or running on the trail, and he like has had to stop, take snow, get started again, a process that consumes my most precious commodity, time. Siri takes dictation while hands and eyes are otherwise engaged. This is like parallelity. It's like the this, by the way, is also how our brain functions. Our brain can only be as efficient as it is by parallelity. Oh, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know what I mean. So these are parallel, similar processes, something like that, that go on in our brain, and only by that functions that well allow our neurons to work properly, or our neurons actually allow the processes. Only by that, like, similar process or processes that can happen at the same time, to describe it that way, we are able to like be that efficient and process that much information. And this is like also what we want to see in our actual like empirical world, in our like physical world. We also would like to be like our brain, like do 100 things at the same time, because time is so precious. This is what we recognize within the last year. So what every being that is aware of death recognizes. So we would like to do things at the same time, and this is what Siri allows, and this is what also our author writes here. Because he doesn't have to stop to take a note, he's more likely to take more notes. Okay, so we can hire our quantity by not losing anything of the quality. This is also like a very rare like theory, or something really rare, because most of the time when you want to have more quantity, you lose quality. This is not the case with Siri. Okay, Siri has her warts for sure. I apparently exceeded the app's time limit while dictating a part of this column, and Siri quietly discarded the entire note. I'm going to write her up for that one. It also exhibits the usual voice style approximation problems. Most hilariously, when she decided to call one of my old bosses on his cell phone when I asked her to call my office, I was able to cancel the call via my headset. So of course this is the problem of perfection. Our language is to us perfect. We, in the way we express things and pronounce things, we see us to be perfect. This is not quite the case, because there is no such a thing like perfect pronunciation, because Siri gets programmed for one, or in these years, these days, Siri got programmed for one kind of pronunciation. And there might be 1,000 kinds of pronunciation of different words, so there is no like guarantee that you pronounce the word you want Siri to understand the way that Siri has learned one pronounces that word. It's obvious, but well, this is a kind of restriction that we have here. But of course we can compare the quality of language recognition, language processing of Siri and Alexa and so on from 2011 to the quality we have today. So this is not comparable. And today there are, well, I consider or one has to consider that these verbal assistants have been also programmed for other pronunciations. So this got kind of better. not only kind of, it got a lot better. But compared with the technology up until now, he writes, which has been horrible, well, understandable in 2011, Siri makes mistakes I can live with, especially as the app adds value beyond just voice dialing and dictation. One morning when I was groggy and hadn't figured out if I was going to run outside or hit the treadmill, I asked Siri, when's the sun going to rise? The response, the sun rises at blah, boss. Holy cow. Siri may have had to Google that query, but I assure you she did it much faster than I ever could have. One evening when my kids were doing their homework, they asked Siri to solve a calculus derivative of a quadratic equation. Siri came right up with the answer along with the graph. Of course, this is obvious, this is natural, this is like just, yeah, nothing special for people living in 2019, living with Siri on every iPhone there is, and knowing what Siri is able to do. This is what he describes there, is the power of algorithm. This is not the kind of IT I'm impressed of. I'm rather impressed of the language processing, the learning behind. So I'm rather impressed of the artificial intelligence behind Siri. What are you impressed about Siri? And do you think, or what are your, if we just do it like Mr. Feldman here, what are our predictions? My prediction is that the whole vocal assistance will get into much more areas of life. So what do I mean by that? In 2019, Alexa and Siri got perfectionated, of course. They got a lot better, but they stayed in the area of private like life and of free time, of something that a consumer, a private household buys and uses, of like the assistant that, yeah, Googles the recipe for the mother and the cost, I don't know, the weather of tomorrow for Mr. Feldman who wants to go, for a run. But, I think this is the beginning. I think voice technology is to rise up into every industrial area, every like area that has something to do with also driving, with getting from A to B, to anything that is connected with production also. So I think there's a lot kind of potential to improve the use of voice technologies in these like fields, and I do think that there will also be kind of a revolution of voice technologies in the area of learning. So I think, or I believe in rising importance of voice technologies, of verbal assistants in the processes of learning. I think we will see a profound change in the theories of how we learn best, and I think Siri, Alexa and co will play a really big role in that like new sight on learning. So guys, I hope you have enjoyed that episode. I hope you could tire out some information of that episode. It was rather a subjective episode, not that like fact based, but some technology, how people experience that technology 8 years ago and how I see that technology to develop, or to change life within the next 8 years, maybe. Of course, these are predictions. I'm not a expert. I really am no expert, but I'm so interested in these kind of things. So I just want to share my process of getting into that, feel of getting into all of, these kinds of subjects. And I want to take you with me on that journey so that we can learn together. So if you like that episode, give me some feedback. I really honor every feedback on social media I get from you guys. And I have already done it on Instagram. You can find me there when you are looking for Lia Scapizza. And I wanted also here to thank you guys very, very much for 2,500. I think meanwhile it's 2,600 downloads on of my podcast show. I really appreciate that. It's something that means a lot to me, and I hope there will come. Or I'm sure, because I have the plan, there will be a lot more plan in the future. So stay tuned, and we will hear each other next time.